When the owl asks who, the answer is always him. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. He is actually Gord Pizer, the fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine, writer, blogger extraordinaire, a winner of many awards as a fishing editor, columnist,
photographer.
He does everything, and he probably picks up rattlesnakes, I'm sure, every day.
Bites the head off them.
Sure. Morning, Gordy. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Ange. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Great to be back.
Yeah,
We've missed you. We've missed you. We haven't heard all those words of wisdom. I personally haven't had a chance to even read your stuff. What's been going on? Bring me up to date, man.
You know, it's been a very, I was talking with a good friend yesterday, very, very interesting summer, especially musky-wise. Liam got a beautiful fish last week that I posted and got lots of comments, and we couldn't quite tell if it was a tiger or a barred, and I touched base with a good friend of mine, Dr. John Castleman, and John confirmed actually that it was a barred muskie, not a tiger, and it raised so many questions. I'm actually going to do a really cool blog based on what John sent me for people, how to differentiate between a barred and a tiger. But been really, really interesting muskie fishing this year. We've raised so many giants, and as you guys know, we haven't got them.
Oh, doesn't that frustrate you, Gordy? Like just, why aren't you eating beside my boat here, you know?
But and now this is the reality. All the tourism claims to the side, and we do have the best musky fishing in the world in Ontario. But you know what? By the time they get to be 50 inches, they have been caught at least once or twice. And we've literally conditioned them to avoid our baits.
I agree with that. I 100% agree with that one.
Quick question. You mentioned this barred muskie. Is this something new? Are you talking about the common muskie versus the tiger, which is the hybrid, or is this something new?
Three phases, yeah, the clear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're color phases. So there's a common, there's the silver muskie, the barred muskie. If you look at a muskie from Lake St. Clair, for example, and then take a look at a muskie from Lake of the Woods, you'll almost not think they're the same fish. They are the same fish genetically, but they do have color variations. And it's not unlike someone being tall and blonde-haired versus being short with a big beard and black.
Now, I think the same could be said about most fish. I mean, I can give you that exact same narrative for bass. You know, we've caught smallmouth bass that are almost transparent in color on certain bodies of water.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about, you know, almost completely blacked out bass in other areas.
Yeah, and so, you know, you look at those bass from Lake Erie. When you look at the ones from Erie now, they've got those giant black blobs on them. And I don't see that almost anywhere else. But with muskies, it's very, very distinct. Very distinct, and it's population wide. So unlike in a lake where you might find various phases of the same fish, a Lake of the Woods fish is very, very different looking than, say, St. Lawrence River or the Kawarthas. Anyway, the one I got, the one Liam caught, it looked very, very tigerish. And and as I say, John gave us all the reasons he could determine why it was a barred and not a tiger. So I'm going to write about that upcoming. So many people, because I would say half the folks that came on said, wow, beautiful tiger muskie, and it turned out not to be.
That was my very first question. John Winter sent me that picture, and I asked, is that a tiger? Because now that you say this, Gordy, when I look at that picture, that is a very extreme barred muskie. If it's a barred muskie, then it's a very extreme-looking one, right? It's very different than the usual barred muskie, that one.
It is, Pete, and it's got that pike coloration. So it's right. got the kind of the northern pike greens and yellows on it. And, of course, a hybrid, a tiger, is a cross between a northern pike and a muskie, and it's sterile. And but here's the interesting thing, and I said to John, how could you determine so quickly? And if you've got that photo in front of you, Pete, and if folks go on either any of my social media pages, they'll see it. One of the real key determinants is a tiger muskie. Its head will be one-third of its body size. And a normal muskie, the head is 25%. And when John just took that image and broke it into quarters, my Liam's fit in absolutely perfect, 26%. So its head was 26% or one-quarter of its body. But a tiger will almost always be one-third of its body size.
Look at
us learning things every day.
I like Liam's hat in that picture, too, and his little scruffy's growing, too. He's looking good now.
Oh, he's looking good, Pete.
Gordy, great to hear your voice again, my friend. Wonderful to be back. I look forward to many more weeks as we move on into the prime fishing season in this country. And I'm sure there'll be a whole lot that you've got to say about that. Thanks again.
You take care, Ange.
I sure will. Gord Peiser, outdoorcanada.ca, if you're looking for him there. Otherwise, just go to Gord Peiser on the internet. He pops up everywhere. And you want to read his stuff, every single last word. That are it. I made it, folks. And I feel great. I feel fantastic. I want to appreciate everybody for joining us. And everybody who sent messaging to us, we're overwhelmed with the response. And we promise we will be here as long as you're there. We will soldier on. On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, our special member today, my co-host on the Fish Catch Show, Peter Bowman, Stephen Labadie behind the glass, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, our producer, Jonathan Winters, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.